What's going on, everybody? Hope everybody had a good Christmas and a holiday season, and hope that we are winding down 2020 on a good note. The Patriots, however, looking to end the calendar year of December on a good note as they look to beat the Buffalo Bills, as they look to spoil their chances at a number two or number three spot in the playoffs. So, Ben, how's it going, and how's your Christmas?
Well, hello, Laura. My Christmas went well. I hope yours went too, and yeah, we're almost to the end of this year. It's been, I feel, just a crazy long year, but we're almost to the end of it, and looking forward to the game tonight. It feels to me, it's just kind of weird that this Patriots team is not, playing for a game that means a lot. Of course, we've been so spoiled as fans, but it means a lot for a team like Buffalo, who is trying to get the number two or number three spot. And but it is something, as Patriot fans to see. Yes, we're not going to make the postseason this year, but we can see what kind of, especially for like a really good team like Buffalo tonight, we can see some of the players on this Patriots team that might look like they have something for the future. And I think that's very important because, the Patriots, like Bill Belichick and a lot of the coaching staff, can kind of see, what do we have here? For instance, guys like Chase Winovich and Josh Uche and Fernie Jennings, a lot of guys that play this year. These are some guys now that you can really take a look at when, playoffs, of course, are out of the mix. So you're basically saying to yourself, play hard and do what you can to stay competitive and stay, within reach of teams. You also have to see, is this kind of it for Cam Newton? Is this the last two games that we see in a Patriots uniform? And what does he have left? Does he have anything left? What kind of situation do we have to have at the receiver position? I just read that, and this shouldn't surprise anybody, out of the Patriots, that Julian Edelman is not going to be likely to be active tonight or next week. So his Patriots time this year is likely over. And who knows if we'll see him next year? Who knows what his situation's like? I've heard, a lot of, people online, saying maybe he goes to play with this guy, play with Brady down in Tampa for one more time. I don't even know if, what his injuries and his everything like that, he's taking a huge toll on his body, and who knows what his situation is going to be like. But, as I was getting back to my statement, though, I think, even though it's a game that the Patriots, even though they could win it tonight, I mean, if Josh Allen against the Patriots, even though Allen's been playing magnificent football the last couple of weeks, His career stats against the Patriots have been kind of there. And I think that you give a lot of credit to a guy like Bill Belichick that, he's at least given the turnovers here and there to a Patriots team that might need to get a couple of breaks here tonight. So we'll see how it goes. And as I'm reading here on TV, it can be the first AFC East team to sweep the Patriots since 2000. About 1,000. And we're at 2020, almost to 2000. A lot of people have done it. The Patriots have been. And I think Bill Belichick is like something against the Bills or something. But it should be a fun one tonight, and I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to tonight's game as well. So I predict tonight the Patriots beat the Bills 24-21.
Sorry, what did
you Patriots say? Beat the Bills 24-21.
I just don't know. I think if the Bills play, their style of football like last week, I think the Patriots just can't keep up with them. I don't see that the Patriots can sustain enough drives to tell me that, they could pull it out just because of their offense. They're going to need to find ways, all three facets of the game, which a lot of their wins this year have come when they've done everything well. That Baltimore game, they played well. You got to get in, on second downs. On the first downs especially, you've got to get into second and shorts. you know, for a limited offense the Patriots have, they can't get into third and longs and feel confident enough that they can convert them on a consistent basis. So against this Bills team earlier in the season, week 8, and I'm not sure about the injury report when that comes out, but probably next 2 hours or so, one guy that had a big impact on that game for the Patriots was running back Damon Harris. And you've seen what Sony Michel's doing the last couple weeks. He's been running hard. So it's all about the running game. And if the Patriots can sustain a running game where they keep off that high powered Buffalo offense, that's when I can say to myself, okay, maybe they have a chance. Maybe if they can sustain enough drives where they can put up, you know, between 17 and 20 points, you know, I don't think the Bills are going to be getting shut out by any means. I think that their offense is just too much. I did read that they're not activating John Brown tonight, and that was a guy that I think would have been big in their game plan if he did play. But they have a lot of guys that can make plays. Of course, you have Stephon Diggs, and that's Stephon Gilmore's guy, but Stephon Gilmore's out for the rest of the year with that injury. So, of course, you take him out tonight out of J.C. Jackson, which J.C. Jackson, you know, I do have a lot of faith in, but he's just – I don't know if he's that number one yet in terms of their cornerback position. You know, maybe this is kind of a tryout to see, can J.C. Jackson get paid to become potentially that number one guy, especially if Stephon Gilmore wants to leave, if he's kind of in that, you know, I want to move on from the Patriots type situation, which he might want to, but we'll have to see. And J.C. Jackson kind of has an audition tonight against one of the best receivers in the game to be up for the challenge. And I think he has what it takes. And, of course, you have to, you know, have a guy in the secondary, whether it's Devin McCourty or Kyle Duggar, somebody across the top that, you know, Allen's going to want to throw to him a lot. You've seen a lot this year. The way that they, you know, do really well on their drives is they throw it a lot to Diggs. And, you know, he's going to make his plays, so of course he's not going to get shut out. But you got to have to do what you can to limit him as much as possible. I think they can get one-dimensional if they, you know, that they don't – in terms of tight end position, it's okay. I think Dawson Knox is okay. I mean, if they got a true tight end this offseason, like a Hunter Henry type, I mean, this offense is going to get extremely good next year. And it's going to get extremely good for the next couple of years because we've seen – with a good type of player on the outside, like a Diggs or like a, you know, good caliber veteran, you know, I think it's really helped Allen's confidence.
What were you saying? I think Hunter Henry is going to stay with the Chargers.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, like, in terms of kind of like an example type of, like, if they got a decent tight end, of kind of like a, of not even like Henry's caliber, but like kind of up there. You know, I think it could just help them a lot. Just
like Dawson Knox and Tyler Croft aren't bad, though.
No, they're not bad. I think that they've been good. They've been good in certain situations. But I just think that the Buffalo potentially could take that next step so they can compete with the Kansas Cities. I think they can as of now. I think they can compete with a Kansas City type, but you know, Beasley, I think Beasley's okay. I think, you know, he does the same drives on quick, you know, Allen looks a lot for him on third down. And they use their tight ends a lot in the screen game. So you know, they do beat you in a bunch of different ways. I think one way that the Patriots are going to struggle tonight, and I've seen it in the last several weeks, is their running defense. Adam Butler and Lawrence Guy are going to have to make some plays to clog up the outside on guys like Devin Singletary and Zach Moss, two guys that have phenomenal games in the Week 8 matchup in Buffalo against the Patriots. So this game tonight, they're going to have to do a lot of good things well in order to win. You know, next week they play the Jets, and, you know, yes, you could say it's the Jets and stuff like that, but now the Jets have beaten two teams the last couple weeks. Sample size, but they really got nothing to lose at this point. And now with them being on the Lawrence sweepstakes, now they're trying to just play, you know, for pride and you know, see if they can get a couple more wins left here. And,
yeah,
you know,
they're already out of the Lawrence sweepstakes, and I really think that the Jets are gonna keep Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and I think that Darnold is playing with a lot more confidence these last couple weeks. So the Patriots in the last couple weeks, and I know that you know, the playoffs are out of reach. But I want to see the Patriots, you know, do what they can to finish on a high note. And I think that Bill Belichick wants to see that. And I think the coaching staff wants to see that, because we already know that this next draft is going to be a very important one, maybe more important than ever, because you want to see what the post-Brady type thing is, which they did not address, of course. But they gave a chance to try to get with Newton, but his surrounding cast and some of his poor play here and there at times.
Yeah, I don't think it worked out with Cam Newton, so we'll talk about that when the season ends. So, with that being said, let's break down the AFC East standing. So, the Buffalo Bills remain in first place with 11-3. They already locked up the AFC East. The Miami Dolphins are 10-5 and sit at second place with their victory over the Las Vegas Raiders. The Patriots and Bills go at it toe-to-toe tonight, and the Patriots are 6-8. And the Jets still sit in last place with a 2-13 record, but they're playing for pride at this point.
Yep, they're playing for pride, and I know playing for pride in December football for the Patriots is something that we don't hear a lot. So, you know, it's definitely uncharted waters, but as I said before the year, it's a new era for a reason. And, of course, we're definitely not used to you know, situations like this. Yes, do I think that there was a lot of games this year that they could have been within reach to win. And if they, you know, Buffalo, for instance, you know, the last time I played them, they were right in the game till the end. The game against the Broncos, I thought the Broncos game was a very disappointing loss the Patriots had, especially from where the Broncos kind of stand. They're a young team, and they just came in a hard game in that game with the turnover, so we kind of gave it to them. But it was just a lot of the frustrations, like the what-ifs type, and you can't, of course, look back on it now. You kind of have to just look at what happens the next couple games. But I think if they figure out, you know, next year, and, of course, we could do like an off-season, like, talk, you know, special type thing. But I think if they clean up a lot of those games that, you know, they kind of just came a little up short with next year, my confidence, as long as they still got Bill around, I still feel like that they have a chance. And now with the 17th added game now for next year, which, of course, you put in the group chat, now that puts a lot of different feel and circumstances into play. Especially, you know, next year, you know, down to the wire, like as of around now, you know, who knows what happens, but, you know, we'll have to see. Credit to the Bills, you know, the Bills and the Dolphins, you know, what a game that Fitzmagic pulled out, this past weekend. You know, the Raiders, of course, botched the last drive, but it's just been crazy for what they've been doing. But, you know, part of me is like, yeah, the Patriots have had a great ride in the division, but another part of me is like, you know, it starts to make it a lot more exciting to kind of see the blossoming teams that are getting really, really good in the division.
Yes, you're absolutely right there. So, well, that being said, Ben, now let's talk about here. So, I have debates on the Patriots in the upcoming draft. I still have them, regardless on what my mock draft looks like, I have them getting a cornerback in the first round, and I have them getting Mac Jones. Do you see that being a fit in New England potentially next year?
I personally want them to get a bridge guy. And I think the perfect guy that they can have is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Kind of do something similar to what they did with Tua. Is kind of, you know, I know Fitzy probably wants to be a full-time starter, but in terms of his career, I actually heard about this past weekend. In his whole career, or at all, and I think.
What were you saying, Ben?
You can get him at a reasonable price.
I'm saying that I want the Patriots to draft a quarterback in the first round. I want Mac Jones, and if Mac Jones is a Patriot, then I expect him to be our starting quarterback day one.
I mean, I wouldn't be against Mac Jones. I want to be against like a Kyle Trask, But it's all about this offseason in terms of how much.
So are you saying that you're not against Mac Jones or Kyle Trask?
Another thing, too, you have to
So are you saying, Ben, you're not against Kyle Trask or Mac Jones?
Oh, not at all. I feel like if they get a veteran kind of with the system, I think it kind of attracts a lot of other guys to come to play for you. So with kind of their needs, if you get a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, a veteran, who could help a bridge guy out, but can also help attract a couple of guys in the receiving, you know, out market, kind of come in for a guy that's been proven or in this league, knows the division quite well, I think it would be kind of a decent – I mean, Darnold has kind of been a name that's been floating around, but I think Darnold's going to stay it and with the Jets now, especially now with the Lawrence situation. But I feel – and I wouldn't rule out a Jimmy G type thing either. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to stay in San Francisco, if you ask me. But I think Mac Jones and Kyle Trask, you could still – you could still draft them, but I do feel like you probably have to go out and get a veteran quarterback as kind of your bridge guy, so the other guys can kind of look and start to develop, and maybe you know something kind of similar to what Brian Flores is doing, you know, maybe kind of going on and off with kind of both quarterbacks during, you know, the season. I know that's kind of, you know, tough to think about, but if like Jones or Trask is ready to go.
What I'm saying is that I want
– and also, too, you have to remember
– what I'm saying is, Ben, that I want the Patriots to use this upcoming draft to get a quarterback, and that we need to find our next day one start – week one starter in the draft.
Yes, I totally agree with you. But I also really want to see what else is out there in the quarterback market, too.
Well, are you saying that you want maybe a bridge gap guy? Because I wouldn't be against the Patriots getting Fitzpatrick, but I think for real, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to stay in Miami because I think he's a good backup to Tua Tagovailoa, and that I think he should mentor him still. And I really think the Patriots should bring back Jacoby Brissett as the backup quarterback, and then you bring in Mac Jones, and then you can keep Brian Hoyer as an insurance policy.
Yeah, I don't know if Fitzmagic wants to still be a backup though next year. I think I know that him and Tua, I think, get along, but I think that they have to realize – I think Fitzmagic wants to realize that it's almost the end of his career, and I think he wants a chance to start somewhere.
He's not going to start somewhere, in my opinion. I think he's a good backup though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of interesting. I mean – does a Mitch Trubisky type interest me? No, probably not. I think that going to the draft route, Zach Wilson, I think, is another guy that they can take a look at. But I think the Patriots kind of want to see
what Stidham can do.
A pocket type passer. I want to see a pocket type passer kind of as their next type guy, and they kind of surround them with receivers. Like, I mean, I would love them to draft Kyle Pitts.
He would be good, but I really want the Patriots to wait to get a receiver in the second round. Maybe they wait until Jalen Waddle falls.
Waddle ain't going to fall, though. That's the problem. He has first-round caliber type stuff, without a doubt. If you know, past Devontae Smith, it's him. It's Waddle for sure. I mean, he has explosive speed. He has great hands. He affects so much into a defensive game plan because he's just so explosive. And, you know, he might have pro comps to Tyreek Hill. I don't know if he's going to get to that type, but he has, I think, that in terms of that explosiveness and that speed, that he could potentially get to that type of, you know, really good player. I think that a couple of guys in the second round to take a look at, Chris Olave from Ohio State, I'm really high on him. I watch him a lot. Another guy is Rondell Moore from Purdue. He's a very quick and elusive type guy. I think just receivers, though, I wouldn't rule out an A.J. Green type where, the Bengals have a couple of guys like T. Higgins. You saw what T. Higgins did on Sunday. Him and Boyd are definitely their future. I think, you know, Green would – I don't think Green is – just going to automatically turn the Patriots next year into huge, huge contenders. But I think that you get a big time receiver on the outside like Green, who has been a caliber, you know, receiver in the past. You know, I know his injuries kind of taking a toll on him, but also you kind of bring in a guy besides Green. Green probably wouldn't cost you much because of his injury history. But I think if he stays healthy and he gets a new change of scenery, I think Bill Belichick always looked to pounce on guys like, you know, potentially like a guy like Green. Another guy I think that they should take a look at is Corey Davis or T.Y. type Hill. I don't think T.Y. Hilton, but, you know, I did, like, look up something. You know, this was a YouTube-type clip thing, but they would have the money, I think, if they wanted to try to get two receivers through the free agent class. But they really have to see what they have at the quarterback position first. And then, of course, tight end is huge.
Yeah, so I think – so are you agreeing with me that the Patriots could start a rookie quarterback in week one of the 2021 season? I could see that happening, and I would like to see that happen.
Yes, I definitely agree.
Yeah, because I really want Mac Jones in New England. You know, I say that because I think Mac Jones would make a good quarterback for the Patriots, and I think Nick Saban's probably telling Belichick, "You got to take a look at this kid."
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying here. So, before we end this show tonight, what I expect for the Patriots is they have to find a way to stop Josh Allen, and that I think that the Patriots should find a way to potentially win this game. But wouldn't surprise me if Buffalo won this game.
Not at all. If the Patriots can't get off third downs, they execute at a very high level. If they can't get them off of third downs, it's going to be tough. The Buffalo defense, I think, is playing with a lot of confidence. They force you to turn the ball over, which the Patriots, of course, with limited offense, have that ability to turn the ball over. I just don't know what they have. What can you really, you know, tell me in terms of the fact of, like, Demir Byrd, you know, of course he has potential, but he's just not a number one or number two. I mean, just nothing to take away from him or Jacoby Myers. I think Jacoby Myers can definitely help them as their number three or four. These next 2 weeks, too, are huge on N'Keal Harry. What does Harry have left to kind of show to people as, you know, maybe we could see bigger time numbers next year. But I think, you know, Anasiasi and Dalton Keene, you know, that the Patriots got these guys in the third or fourth round and Bill traded up for them. And yes, I know that, you know, Anasiasi and Keene have had kind of injury issue, you know, problems. And, you know, I know Anasiasi had a friend who passed away during the middle of the year, which is very understandable for him missing some time. But, you know, when they've been out there, I haven't seen, and I don't know if it's Kim, you know, Kim just can't seem open, or I just don't see them, you know, create a ton of separation from what I've seen out there so far. So, but, it, you know, maybe get them a couple screen passes. Just, you know, try to see what they have when they get the ball. And I think that, you know, that's why I said, you know, to start off tonight is to see, you know, see what the guys have, the younger type players, and see what you could build out the future. So tonight should be a really fun one. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if the Bills win this one, especially if the Patriots don't decide to show up. But, you know, time will tell what happens tonight.
Absolutely. So, Ben, have a great – enjoy the game, and we'll see you we'll see you most likely either Thursday or Friday for Loro and Friends.
Sounds good. And talk to you here on Anchor is, you know, once the new year happens. So we are almost throughout 2020, thank the Lord. But, yeah, enjoy the game.
We'll talk about Laura and Friends, you know, inside the NFL, and then we'll do another edition of Patriots Talk up on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, the second day of January, to talk about Patriots and Jets.
Cool. Sounds good. Have a good one, Laura.